Fears around struggling pension funds in the UK have now spread over into the Eurozone, and the market has reacted accordingly as we get another wave of stocks lower and higher US dollar. Meanwhile, the situation becomes even more stressful as US data looks relatively healthy as compared with data around the globe, and the Fed keeps with its higher for longer policy track. None of this has been good for the Japanese yen, which has extended its collapse and trades at its lowest level since 1990 against the US dollar. Remember, we saw some intervention the other month, and we wonder if there is another round of intervention coming now that dollar yen is tracking above 150. Key standouts on today's calendar come from UK retail sales, Canada retail sales, Eurozone consumer confidence, and a Fed Williams speech. That's all for now.